Wakanda 2.0 show with your hostess,
the island changed me.
King Steven Sanders.
I've been stranded here for 5 years.
And all the way from New Mark. Georgia.
One thought.
Note the
one
soap
goal.
Artist.
Survive one day to turn.
But she will not be on tonight. She's going through some personal problems. Not going into any details. On this episode today, the king brings back the journal. The king kind of had a bad day at work. He will explain it to you through here. May I remind you, please do not take this very personally. Whoever out there listening, this is his personal feelings. Of course, with me, hey now, Hank Aaron. Now, to start this show off the right, here's your host, and don't you forget it, King Steven, Big Dog Sanders. Thank you, Hank Aaron. Thank you. Welcome to the most seen talk show podcast ever. This is the king. This is the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show, which with me, King Steven Big Dog Sanders. Before we get into our episode today, we got to do our sponsors. I got to send out a shout out to Dollar General for hooking me up with some chips, Doritos, and some candy. Appreciate you, boys. Yeah. And also, guys, send out a shout out to Amazon for getting my wife's Christmas present here on time before the holidays. Appreciate you too. Yeah, Amazon, do your Christmas shopping online, everyone. And last but not least, the other sponsor. Send out another shout out to Sparkling Ice Caffeine. With their new flavors. Orange passion fruit. Appreciate you too, boys. Yeah, sparkling ice. Okay. So, this segment is the journal number 2. Now. So, instead of me telling everyone what my job is, I'm just going to name it as a nickname. So, I looked at my work schedule yesterday while I was over at my brother's house for dinner. Big time respect to my older brother, Edward. Thanks for having us. Good food. And got to see a UFC fight on TV. So, I found out the word on size on the schedule that the person that was supposed to be my protege basically just got named as kitchen manager. Now, I know for a fact that she was supposed to be hired on as a kitchen manager, but why did she start off that way? I mean, I know she started from another Chipotle, but I feel like before you bring somebody on as a kitchen manager, you got to finish up the training, the person who you're supposed to be training before you bring that person on. Because that person who you're supposed to be training might be offended about that. They feel like he won't have any chances of becoming the kitchen manager. And that's what I feel right now. Because if you were gonna be doing this right now, why couldn't you just tell me this? Instead of having me find out on the schedule. Look, I took an oath to not basically go off on on any of my bosses if they change for a certain promotion. In the past, I've basically done that. And I admit, it sets some people straight. But in this place that I'm at right now, let's call it Hot Peppers, it's the wrong move. Because, not because, and he is, I mean, he is a good guy, but it's just the fact that maybe he didn't know how I would take it or anything else. But if I end up chewing off on my boss, best case scenario is people might go into anarchy at my job. People be asking questions and get the wrong impression. And we'll be down 2 GMs in 1, so I did over 4 months. So whatever I think about my GM's decision, I had to put that at the bottle right now because for the very good, because otherwise there's gonna be another war, another problem like we did on the last GM. When a few people made my last GM stress out. I'm not trying to do that anymore. I mean, I love this job, but there are days I'm just basically getting tired. I think when my first GM from Chipotle here basically left, a part of me died. So it's basically kind of hard for me to trust certain people. And my sister asked me, can't you just trust some? Can you like trust the new people? I can't. It's not that easy for me to gain trust to new people. I'm a very difficult person who has gained a lot of experience in the culinary world. You see, I still need to relearn that me and my GM's mission is the same. But it's up to me to basically decide if I want him as an ally or not. So, as far as what I'm about to be doing regarding my training, I'm not going to go off. I'm not even going to shout. Heck, even argue or even start a fight. I should have gone with my original plan in the first place. I am going to go take this Serve Safe exam on the 25th of January. And once I do, I will pass that test the right way. And I will, once I get this certification, I will bring this to corporate. Let them know that I passed. And hopefully I'll be a kitchen manager the right way. As far as who I'm going to be training, I'm going to pick someone who will be training me as a kitchen manager who I do trust, okay? Because whether I like it or not, I'm going to have to make this decision. When I make that decision, when I return back to work on Wednesday. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the train of my boss is vacated. I am no longer having my GM train me as a kitchen manager for good. Besides, the faith of my training, who they go, It will be determined next. It'll be determined this Wednesday. Now, I am basically so, I'm tired of waiting. If you guys would just allow me to, if management would allow me to go on ahead and let me take this course and go take this test automatically, I would gladly would pay for it on my own. Wouldn't be no problem at all for corporate. I would already be kitchen manager. But you instead, you guys decided to have me wait, decided to take it upon your part to have to take care of the pain of this test. And you guys basically did not finish my training, because I still need to finish up my training to become a kitchen man. I'm trying to be a better, trying to be a huge success. But you know what? Now, normally I wouldn't take up, normally I would usually take up the offer of having management pay for my tests for service day. But after what I just learned, I decided to just do what I should have done and just go and pay for the test, study for it, get it done, pass it, end the story. Well, only time will tell. Thanks for joining me today on this episode, on this segment called The Journal. Join me next time when I do another episode with my cousin. Hopefully she's feeling better. But this is King Steven signing off. Yeah. So, Wakanda forever!